I built my house in Lubbock, Texas in approximately 2003. At that time, I put gas logs in the living room fireplace. And each time I turned on the logs, I wished I had put wood burning in that fireplace instead of gas. I lived in that house from 2003 until February 2019. 16 years. I don't believe God wants us to go along in life wishing we had done something else. And every time we use the item, we wish we had done something else. I don't believe that's the kind of life God wants us to have. One day in approximately 2010, I was stopped at a signal light at an intersection. A pickup truck carrying firewood pulled up beside me. I was looking at that firewood and thinking, I wish I had a wood-burning fireplace. See, I just don't believe that's the way God wants us to live. If we can afford to change it, I think we're better off changing it than looking at it with dread. At the moment I was looking at the firewood, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, to my mind, and said, "You can have that." I'd never considered changing the fireplace until that second. That's right, I could change it. I had the money to change it. I had no debt. I had the money, the house. I had no debt on the house. And I had money saved. I could have that fireplace changed. I drove home, called the wood dealers, bought a half a cord of wood, went immediately to the fireplace shop, purchased the items that I needed in order to operate a wood-burning fireplace, scheduled a date with the fireplace shop to have a man come over and take the gas-burning logs out and set up log lighters and the proper rack for the wood. Within 2 weeks, I had a wood-burning fireplace. I no longer lived with the unpleasantness of the decision I had made when I built the house, because I'd corrected. I just don't believe God wants us to live that way when we can afford to take care of it, and it is relatively easy to do, and when the Holy Spirit gives us the approval of God. Many times in spending money, the Holy Spirit has given me the word which opened my eyes to understand what would be best for me to do and what was approved for me to do. After that, a woman that I played bridge with saw what I'd done, and she just thought it was wonderful. I told her, I said, "Well, I really didn't do that." And I told her the story of the Holy Spirit telling me I could do that, showing me the approval of God. This woman, a Catholic woman, I would assume she calls herself a Christian, but there was no delight when I told her this. Later at the Bridge Center, I overheard her telling some other women what I had done and how wonderful it was. I walked up to him and I said, "Now, wait a minute. There's more to this story. I did not do this. It was the Holy Spirit of God who told me that I could do it. I had not realized up until then I could make the change." They didn't seem happy to hear the story at all. All of them would like to praise another human, but to praise God is a totally different matter. They did not appear to like to hear the story. And yet, every one of those women attended some Christian-type church. But they did not rejoice in God. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you.